This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Just real quick before we dive into the Fonnie Willis Nathan Wade case. By the way, isn't this the way it usually happens? Isn't it usually this way it happens with vice crimes? The prostitute is the one who gets punished in the John Skates. Isn't that the way it usually... Wow! Oh, my God, it's so funny. I've been on the phone all damn morning with people trying to arrange a little gift for my wife, right? So I literally had to go through 100 ways to prove my ID. I mean, really, honestly, I had to literally tell them my blood type. I mean, everything. Literally, on the phone for 3 hours altogether probably today. This is the culmination of weeks of effort. And then it's too much for somebody to give an ID when they vote. Isn't that kind of strange how that happens? You know, one of the most important things you can do is to vote, but an ID is too much. But you can get a rectal exam from 50 people to just get some money out of your account. Anyway, hi, welcome to Friday, everybody. Yeah, if you didn't hear about this, Fonnie Willis is the one who broke all the rules and perjured herself, but her boyfriend is going to get fired because of it. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that just amazing? I got to tell you. We got to blow up the whole system. I mean, honestly, figuratively, we've got to blow up the entire system in this country. Legislative, judicial, and the executive, all of them. They've all got to be blown up and reinvented because we right now live in what we've always made fun of. We live in the third world crap hole that we've made fun of for decades, and it's because we have so many people in government who have been there for so long and are so bloody corrupt. That they all need to be fired. And I mean like Elon Musk buying Twitter fired, like 80% fired. That's what Javier Milei is doing right now in Argentina. And that's what we need to have happen here. We got to steamroll these people the hell out of office so they can understand how we live. This is for Judge McAfee McAhai. In Dalton or Fulton, Georgia.
Everyone considers him the coward of Fulton County.
Must have got a call from the White House.
Crooked Judge Scott McAfee. He looked the other way.
This is Joe Biden. Durfity do.
Fonnie Willis used her job to funnel herself millions.
Oh, yes, this is Barack Obama.
But Scott let Fonnie off the hook. Wow. He's gonna let her stay.
It would be a joke if it weren't funny.
Scott McAfee, how corrupt can one judge be? He and Fonnie Willis had a plan.
Uh-oh, maybe she hired him. I don't know.
It's a deal that they made. Pin it all on Nathan Wade.
Maybe she likes white meat.
A ruling that no one can understand. Judge McAfee will never be a man.
Yeah. You know what?
Everyone calls McAfee the coward of the county.
Wow, this is kind of weird because this is CNN literally just a couple weeks ago.
It's so legalistic centric and yet so important and fascinating.
Right. Don't let the legalese fool you. This is epic. This is monumental. If things are going in the direction we think, Fonnie Willis lied to the court.
Yes,
it's game over for her. She will be disqualified.
And she did.
If they had a relationship prior to when they represented to the court, it's a huge deal. I can't overstate it.
No. But the judge, McAfee McAhai, I use that, by the way, because Jodie Foster did a movie back in the 90s called Nell, and she made up her own language. It was so terrible. It was such a terrible movie. So I just call him McAfee McAhai. McAhai, McAhai, McAhai. And this guy, I tell you what, I guess I should have known Fulton County, the DA is Fonnie Willis, knowing that the DA is Fani Willis, who's like the most stupid, corrupt person you could ever put in office, then I guess you could kind of expect this, right? You could kind of expect this. And it is, I got to tell you, I'm just so done with these guys. I'm done with all of this. And let them have their little laughs. Let them have their little whatever today. But all we got to do is stay focused on driving these SOBs the hell out of office. There you go. And I'm doing my level best. I started off this morning pretty ticked off. Really, really mad. And then I went, oh, really? No, this is kind of what we expected, and it makes no sense at all because she did. She lied. She lied. Like, here's a lie. Here's a lie. She said she never went to the White House.
And then, you know, there's one of the other things I did was I did a open.
Oh, no, that's the Trump attorney who proved it. Here is actually Fani saying she didn't.
When you went to D.C., did you go to the White House?
I did not go to the White House.
You said no. The lie detector determined that was a lie.
One of the other things I did was I did a open records for the White House access, and we had records that Ms. Willis and the mayor of Atlanta were at meeting with the vice president.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the Trump lawyer.
And then, you know, there's one of the other things I did was I did a open records for the White House access.
Yeah.
And we had records that Ms. Willis and the mayor of Atlanta were at.
I think she even put pictures on her Facebook page, but the judge still didn't notice it.
Meeting with the vice president.
Instagram just hanging out here with the vice president.
Okay, and so this is the access.
TikTok, of course.
History. How does that work? The White House keeps records of anybody that comes in and has any kind of official meeting, for sure.
Yes, and my understanding is it's highly regulated who can access the White House, and so you have to apply in person or apply ahead of time, and then they give you a time when you make the appointment, and they give you a time when you're allowed to be in and when you have to be out by, and they track you. And I mean, that makes sense. They don't want anybody, you know, lingering in the White House.
No, you don't. You don't want it. Yeah. So anyway, Fani Willis can remain on the case. Her boyfriend has to go. He had to pull out. Son of a gun. He had to pull out of that case. Judge Scott McAfee-McAhai presented the choice to Ms. Willis in a highly anticipated ruling on claims Ms. Willis should be DQ'd because she enjoyed lavish trips and meals with Mr. Wade, who was hired in November 2021, paid by taxpayers. The court finds the allegations and evidence legally insufficient to support finding of actual conflict of interest. Wow, how much is he getting paid, or is he getting let? Never mind, I'm not going to go there. It would be laughable if it weren't so absolutely serious. And I just wonder how many people are in Fulton County Jail languishing because of judges like this jackass and this corrupt Soros-installed DA. Here is Alan Dershowitz this morning on Newsmax.
Who are you going to believe, this judge or your lying eyes? We all know there was an actual conflict of interest here. He just doesn't have the guts to say it. Yeah. And I predicted he wouldn't have the guts to say it.
Oh, I don't think it's guts he's lacking.
He has to live in Fulton County.
It's the only external organ on the male body.
Now, he may have said
some
things that are very critical of her. But still, he should have removed the gay from the case. There is an actual conflict of interest. She made money from this case. If anybody believes that she actually paid back every penny in cash,
yeah.
I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. There are people in prison. There are people in death row based on evidence less strong than this.
Yeah.
The pings, the lies about why he was at her house at 11 o'clock at night until 4 in the morning playing Scrabble.
No, there's three words. Bow, chicka, bow.
This is a scandal, and the judge just didn't have the courage to do the right thing. And judges often don't, and they will find a way out. And this is a weaselly way out. Yes, of course, there was an appearance of injustice, appearance of conflict, but there was an actual conflict. And I hope that the defendants will appeal this, and I think they can. Many states, they could. Disqualification denials are subject to mandamus or interlocutory appeal.
Matt Damon, I love that guy.
And so I would hope that there would be an appeal here on two issues. Number one, the evidence is overwhelming that there was an actual conflict of interest. And second, there shouldn't have to be an actual conflict of interest. It should be enough that there is a realistic appearance where virtually everybody looking at this says, this smells to high heaven.
It really is. It is breathtaking. You know, there's an expression called My Name is Mud. There's a song actually from the 90s. I'm a Gen Xer. It was one of those Seattle songs. It was My Name is Mud. And Samuel Mudd was, he had his life ruined because he unwittingly treated the broken leg of John Wilkes Booth. And they blamed him for it. They said he knew all about it. And all basically John Wilkes Booth was a guy with a broken leg. To the doctor, and the doctor fixed it, and then the doctor was suddenly part of this conspiracy, and then his life was ruined, etc. We want to make McAfee into mud, although McAfee actually knows what the hell he's doing. And people who do this stuff, they need to have their lives just essentially, you're going to have to do something else for a living, because you do not deserve to wear the robe, because you've shown that you can be directed, presumably, and out of the White House. She met in Washington, D.C. numerous times. This is one of the indictments coming out of the White House. We right now are at a point in our history where, I mean, honestly, Watergate is a lemonade stand in front of your house with a three-year-old working it. It is nothing compared to the nonsensical, outrageous, abusive, every branch of government, we have a Congress that is largely corrupt, that directs our money outward and never helps us out. We've got mayors like in New York City who are literally given $500 a day to illegals, $10,000 to $12,000 a month. You don't even need to show ID. You don't need anything. All you got to do is come to New York City and be illegal, and they'll put you up in a five-star hotel stepping over the bodies of homeless people. All right? We've got a Congress that does D-word for Richard. While the country is suffering, while you're suffering. Honestly, these are the abuses and usurpations our founders warned us about, and they make the founders' abuses and usurpations look like child's play. It really is remarkable, and that's why I say every day you've got to be focused as the founders. You've got to realize there are going to be a million myriad ways that they're going to distract you, and there are going to be a million myriad ways where they're going to try to steal this election. And I'm going to tell you right now, if that happens, there are at least 100+ million people who will not live under this anymore. It is unacceptable. It cannot be accepted, because if it is the country as founded, the greatest engine of individual and economic liberty in the history of mankind will end. And by God in heaven, that isn't going to happen under my watch. How about you? Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But you know what? You know, like I said, I'm here to not only entertain, inform, but also motivate you. And that's what we're going to do. This is Alan Dershowitz talking about the list of things that Fani Willis did. This is on March the 9th.
She's trying to put pressure on the judge to find only that there was an appearance, and then say that wasn't enough. But even if you need an actual conflict, it's there. The evidence is overwhelming.
She should lose her ability to practice law. She should be drummed completely out of her position. And she should be held criminally liable. She should be. There are a myriad of things that should put her rear end in jail. And you better make it a big sell.
That they had an affair before she hired him. The evidence is overwhelming that she benefited financially from it. The evidence is overwhelming that he was not qualified to do the job and earn $700,000.
I think he did a job pretty darn well. I mean, he got paid $700,000 for crying out loud.
It'd be a criminal investigation of Fani Willis and the two witnesses. I think we're well beyond disqualification, but I don't know whether the judge will have the courage.
Yeah, somebody's in Fani's back pocket, which is a dangerous place to be when she sits down. All right, so here is the number if you want to chime in on all of this. this, and there's much to get to. We got Chuck Schumer wanting to kick Benjamin Netanyahu out in leadership in Israel. It shows you what side he's on as far as the Hamas-Israel conflict. We got, oh, the FCC's getting involved in this TikTok thingy, whatever. And then, of course, we got great comedy. 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is a Friday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
Let's make 2024 the year we turn back from nonsense to common sense. It's the Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show. It is a Friday, and I know every day you get up and your blood pressure blows up because you realize how ungodly corrupt our government is and all of the branches of government, but we shall overcome. I know the song. Trust me, I know that we shall overcome. I know the song. I'm not trying to hijack it. I'm very familiar with it. It's a guiding light for many people. And it also is a beacon of hope for people who are, like, oppressed. And I think the American people are all of us by this federal government. We have a bourgeois. We have a proletariat. They go to Washington, D.C., spend their entire lives telling us how to live ours. They feast on foie gras, which is, by the way, goose liver, and it's quite delicious. We eat the crumbs. And now we have a Bastille, but it's only reserved for conservatives, Republicans, and those who would speak out against the government. I don't think it's going to end well for the government. Nope, be new. Not if you look at history. Let's go to Corbin in Milton, Delaware. Hello there, Corbin. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Thank you very much, sir. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, what if Fannie swallows, Willis, has to fire Wade, which she does?
Yeah.
What's to prevent her from giving him a $500,000 going away package?
I don't know. It might be more than that. I mean, look what Don Lemon got for leaving CNN. Yeah. Yeah, who the hell knows? Honestly, who the hell knows? She got $14 million for the federal government from Joe Biden's White House to do all this nonsense, and she's been spending it willy-nilly. Her department was literally, the DA's office was given, it was $1 million for this black youth center for kids in trouble, and they spent it all on swag, laptops and vehicles. So would it surprise me if he got a big payout on the way out the door? Wouldn't surprise me at all, Corbin.
And I bet you neither one of them bought a pair of Trump tennis shoes.
No, I don't think they did. But you know what? If I could get some, I'd buy them. All right.
Love you,
all
right. Man.
Hey, man, have a good one. Have a good one. It is just, it's ridiculous. It's honestly ridiculous. We need to make mud out of these names. Judge McAfee. Mud. This is Jonathan Turley this morning talking about. I'm just playing this on the fly off of Twitter, by the way. I follow news while the show is going on. I literally do show prep while I do the show.
The entire office out of the mix. He'd have to reassign this to another set of prosecutors. That would cause considerable delay. It could also cause the dismissal of the case if those new prosecutors looked at this racketeering theory and said, like many of us, wow, this doesn't really hold together very well. So this avoided the cliff. But it did not avoid the questions that will inevitably come up. You know, it's like, you know, finding two people in a bank vault and taking one off to jail. I mean, the question is, you know, the appearance problem that the judge identified with regard to Wade was directly related to his relationship with Willis. They both testified in the
same way. What you talk about, Willis? I had to throw that in there.
Anyway, they were the two parts of this relationship, and yet only one of them was disqualified.
And isn't that just the way it goes?
And so that's going to lead to these questions. I mean, well, why should Willis escape that same penalty? The opinion leaves this feeling like the court went and shot the wounded.
Yeah, they did. And this judge is a... obviously, I will just tell you, somebody put the heavy on him. And Fulton County, Georgia, is as corrupt as it gets. And it goes all the way up to Raffensperger's friggin' office. It is filthy, rotten, corrupt. If you live in Fulton County, Georgia, You should be outraged by the nonsense that's going on there. And she has thrown everything at the persecution of Donald Trump while people die in that bloody friggin' jail every month. You got to get some new leadership down there, and we got to get some new leadership across the country. Carl Higbee, Newsmax, coming up. He's got some insights on the TikTok sale. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.
It is a Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. And isn't it just the way it goes? The working girl goes to jail and the John goes free. Nathan Wade, he's got to lose his job, but Fawny Willis is staying on. I think we need to do an updated version of Pretty Woman, kind of a new version of Pretty Woman. I think that would be perfect, just in time, because that movie's been around, what, 30 years? And an updated version of Pretty Man, or whatever you want to call it, and Nathan Wade, he will be Julia Roberts' role. And Fawny Willis will be Richard Gere's role. Carl Higbee of Newsmax is on the Newsmax hotline to talk about this, and if I'm not mistaken, turkey hunting season, which is coming up. Carl, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Rob, I have read this whole decision this morning, and I am appalled at what the outcome or lack thereof was.
I got to tell you, I mean, honestly, it's obviously the judge is in Fulton County, a profoundly corrupt DA's office that has been in touch with the White House on numerous occasions. All of these persecutions of Donald Trump are coming out of the White House, and I have no doubt that a heavy was hit on this guy, and he just didn't want to ruin his career. What do you think?
Well, he's up for re-election, too. I mean,
yes.
This is the problem. Look, you know, he made numerous points in his decision. He cited a 2012 decision which stated a district attorney may not be compensated by means of a fee agreement which guarantees at the time of an appearance of conflict of interest. He also said there is an odor of mendacity that remains around this case. I mean, that's like the understatement of the year. But then the craziest thing, Rob, at the end of this whole thing, he's like, the court is under no obligation to ferret out every instance of political and potential dishonesty from each witness or defendant ever presented in open court. Yes, he is. That is the definition of what a court does.
Wow, this almost kind of sounds like Robert Hur did with Joe Biden. Maybe they should have just said that Fawny was mentally incapacitated.
I don't I mean, yeah, that's a clear pass. Now I'm going to go rob a bank and, you know, just say, I don't know what happened. I forgot.
This is a matter of kind of skirt the issue, try to play both sides of the fence. You know, oh, yeah, I noticed, but there's nothing I can do about it. Bull crap, man. I mean, honestly, at what point is your name mud? And it should be mud. McAfee should be mud. This is utterly ridiculous. Now, I heard Alan Dershowitz this morning on Newsmax saying that this can be appealed. Everything can be appealed. It's just like, when do you get sick and damn tired of this crap?
Right. The thing is this is Americans versus the state. The state is supposed to serve Americans, not Rob, coming from a guy who's, you know, look, my platoon was charged with prisoner abuse after they sent us over to Iraq to go get a bad guy that was drilling holes in people's heads and burned U.S. contractors hanging from a bridge. We were all acquitted, but you know what? It was like, oh, guys, just go with it. It's a political move. We just have to do it. It's like, well, yeah, that almost cost me my house because it was $50,000 that an E6, a 29-year-old E6 in the military, didn't have. And this is the problem. The state is there to serve and protect its citizens. And right now, the state is being used, the unlimited resources of the state, confiscated by U.S. tax dollars at gunpoint, are being used to persecute a guy because they don't like his political leaning. It's such BS.
I got to tell you, Brian, Carl, that I was just thinking about Brian, my producer, was talking about you. You know, you put your life on the line for our country. You were proud to do that. You did it voluntarily. And you look at all the things that have happened, starting with the Afghan withdrawal, going on to what has happened with they want to build a pier so they can bring in goods for Hamas to sell on the black market. You've got Chuck Schumer literally trying to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu as he attempts to crush Hamas to death, which needs to happen. They need to be wiped off the face of the earth. I mean, this has got to be really hard. This has got to be one hell of an emotional roller coaster for somebody who served our country so bravely, even more so than every average American. We look at all this and we feel, but it's got to just be a gut punch almost every day in your life, bro. I mean, it's just got to be rough.
It is. And, you know, I get in trouble every time I say this, Rob, but the fact of the matter is our country is being run by a bunch of people that don't know what it's like to get punched in the face. Because people who have actually experienced that in their life don't do stupid stuff like this.
Exactly right. Carl, I want to talk to you about TikTok. You had a great commentary on it the other night. And can I first play something? I want to play Brendan Carr, the FCC commissioner, yesterday, I guess trying to allay fears that this isn't about censorship, more about uncoupling TikTok from the Chinese Communist Party.
My job as a Republican on the FCC is to sound the alarm on anything that can be used for weaponization. Not only does this bill not give that authority to the president, it doesn't rely on that alone. There are five layers of constraints that have been put in here. One, it cannot be used against any individual. Two, it only applies to entities that are controlled by a foreign adversary government, which is just China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, her name is on this bill, which immediately told me we should not be in favor of this bill. What are your thoughts now that you've had a chance to kind of digest what they want to do with TikTok?
The only thing that I have in common with Nancy Pelosi is that I require oxygen as well. And even that, she doesn't consume a lot of it, clearly by her thought process. But the bigger problem here is, Rob, like, don't take people's stuff. Americans hate it when you take their stuff. And I hate China. I hate their influence. I hate everything about the Communist Party of China. However, it doesn't matter whether they have this data or not, because guess what? Right now, you can go online and you can purchase the actual same data of military families, their spouses, and their children for as little as 12 cents a person, the exact same data that is on Twitter or on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, okay? But I still don't think that we should be taking people's stuff. There's over a million Americans who make a ton of money on TikTok. What are you going to tell those million Americans when you cut off their revenue stream? That's going to get blamed solely on Republicans, even if it's a Joe Biden signed bill. It doesn't matter. This is about taking people's stuff. And I think the government is so very rarely the solution to any problem whatsoever. This one, they have screwed up. They should have put guardrails on this 5 years ago when it came out, but they didn't do that. And now they're trying to clean up a flood with a napkin, and it's not working. It is the worst bill I've seen in a long time, and that's saying something.
It's amazing, and I've got a love-hate relationship with social media. Mostly hate, by the way, when it comes to Facebook, because I have been, I have had every ability to express myself and monetize myself on Facebook taken away from me. Same goes with YouTube. For a while there, Twitter, absolute mind control, absolute censorship. Yeah. That's gotten better. But I got to tell you, the great thing about it is that there are so many content producers out there, and if people want to consume that content, it's an amazing way for people to make a living. Listen, I'm one of those guys. I got a spare bedroom with a 75-inch big screen behind me. I do a nationally syndicated radio show and a TV show, all right? And I share it on social media. That's one of the things that adds value. So that's where I've got a real problem with this. And I don't blame people for being TikToked about it, I guess. But I don't blame them for being mad about it. They've finally been able to get reach and connect with people. You know, if we're just decoupling from the Chinese Communist Party, I could see it. But taking Rob, it down is ridiculous. Go ahead.
But, Rob, the other thing, too, is this: is not everything is a legislative or legal matter. Sometimes it's a social matter. And the fact is, you look back to every conflict America has had going back to the World Wars. World War II, people didn't need to be told by the government to boycott Germany and Japan. They just did because they loved America. They wanted us to be on top. Same thing with the Cold War. Nobody was like, hey, let's go be in favor of Russia. I mean, granted, they were throwing people in jail for being communists, but Americans wanted to be Americans and be independent and win. So we didn't need a social or a legal construct telling us that. Now, people are so self-consumed, especially the younger generation, so consumed with their own personal vanity and their follower count and how many likes they got on their weird little dance they did, that they've lost track of the fact that they're just willingly handing over their personal. Like, I am not on TikTok, Rob, and I still don't think it's a good idea to shut it to shut it down, because a lot of Americans are. But the problem is, again, not a legislative, not a legal. We should be changing the culture that makes Americans not want to support Chinese apps.
I agree with you completely. And you know, it's interesting because these apps were never meant to be inherently political. I mean, Facebook signed on. It was a way for you to reconnect with your high school roommates and take a picture of your feet on the end of a lawn chair on a beach somewhere. And then when people started sharing their political views, and I know this because in 2018, I was on 29 Facebook pages, 17 million followers. I was doing live broadcasts on Facebook, getting 50, 60,000 people live on Facebook. I was going to monetize this thing. I was going to become a big deal. And October 31st, 2018, Facebook blew up 815 conservative sites. And that's when I knew we were screwed and we were misled. We were misled by Zuckerberg. We were misled by YouTube. We were told that we could boost posts, we could spend our money to get reach, and then they changed the rules on us. So that's where the First Amendment argument goes out the freaking window. But you've seen other content creators come out of Parler. They tried to kill Parler. And who's on Parler anymore? Rumble is there. Rumble's starting to work, but it's still not where YouTube is. You know, people are still putting stuff on YouTube. I'm still able to put stuff on Instagram, but I've heard of people getting pulled off that. We've got Getter and Truth. Both of them are there, but still not to Twitter. Thank God we have Twitter. I mean, Carl.
Yeah.
Thank God we at least have Twitter with Elon Musk in charge.
It's bad, though. I mean, the other problem, too, is like these congressional leaders, bipartisan, over 350 votes for this, that basically said, like, hey, we're more worried about you handing over your name and location to China that they can use to data mine you and you know, maybe send out some political ads that might, you know, sway the election or whatever they tried to make this about. They're like, nobody's that's not the case. It's not the TikTok. China's not going to be able to swoop in and influence our elections for a bunch of kids doing dance videos. They're just
Carl. Why is Nancy Pelosi so concerned about TikTok when she hasn't said D word for Richard about the southern border with 30,000 Chinese nationals of military age? Why haven't they said about fentanyl? Why didn't they say anything about the bloody the spy balloon? Why didn't they say anything about the origin of COVID and hold China accountable for it? Well, that's where I said this is bull crap, dude. Yes.
It is totally. That's my point, which is like there's no bills in Congress right now to stop them from persecuting, you know, Republicans on social media and giving us a credit score so they can wipe our videos off the face of the earth. That's more important in our elections than TikTok and banning that is. What's more important is you have an entire group of hundreds of millions of subscribers forcing the shutdown of conservative voices unadjudicated, just randomly because some guy somewhere, the same guy doing the fact-checking for my post, thinks that men can breastfeed. And you have no bill about men, you know, about China's farmland outside of our military bases. You have no bill about, like you said, the southern border and a litany of other things. But they have one about TikTok. I want to know what the bigger issue is here. And
amen,
it's certainly
bro.
Not that.
Bro, I appreciate it. All right, let's pivot to something a little bit lighter here. You're an outdoors guy. You're a hunter. I just texted you the other day. I said, what's going on? You got turkey season coming up. Where's that happening? In the Northeast or what?
Man, I got I hunt up at my farm in northern Connecticut. It's turkey season coming up at the end of April. It is like the first, obviously, anybody who's a whitetail hunter out there knows that like the last day of whitetail season, it's a little bit depressing. You hang up your bow, you put your guns away, and you got the long winter now. You can't do any work on the property because everything's frozen. You're just kind of waiting it out. And when turkey season rolls around, you're back in the woods. Like right now, I'm already tuning my bow back in, making sure I'm still on target. And that's like it's the real crack of the the hunting season's reopening.
Well, now, by the way, I got this morning. Since Nathan Wade is being fired, Fonnie's going to try and get some whitetail. So that could happen. Maybe she'll come hunting with you. I don't know about that. Well, you need to come out to the Midwest and go pheasant hunting sometime. I'm not a hunter. All right, okay? I've never been, like, hungry enough to kill something and eat it. Well, you need to come out to the Midwest,
yes,
bro.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
All right, Carl. Hey, man, what are you working on tonight on your show, on the front line?
Torch this Fonnie Willis stuff tonight. I mean, 5 o'clock, we are going to burn this whole thing down. It is ridiculous. We're going to break down every flip-flop of this entire judge's decision and why we think they should have been thrown off this case and probably in jail.
I love it. I love it, bro. Well, Carl Higbee, God bless you. Thanks for your service. I know that there's going to be a day that we will raise a glass, and we will return this country to this founding. We are on our way. We have many tribulations to get through, but we are going to get there eventually. I'm confident, and I hope you are too, because you're an amazing person, an amazing warrior for the United States of America.
No, I appreciate it, Rob.
All right, brother. Have a glorious day. We'll see you on TV tonight.
You too.
All right, let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show. A lot of the times we think about bettering ourselves, we think of going on a diet, exercising. What about your brain? I'm kind of tired of scrolling through TV shows, finding nothing but mind-numbing content. That's why I decided to take a course from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for American citizenship and its decline with Victor Davis Hanson. I think you know how I feel about Victor Davis Hanson. He is marvelous. In this 8-lecture course, Dr. Hanson explores the history of citizenship in the West, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations. Right now, you can go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax to start. Go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax. It's free. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/newsmax. hillsdale.edu/newsmax. I got to tell you, Carl Higbee was on Fuego today, baby. I mean, in a nutshell, did you hear what he said about Fonnie Willis? I mean, before anybody else has said, he read the decision. He knows what's going on with the judge and all of that. You need to get a membership in Newsmax Plus. So you can watch all the personalities on Newsmax. You can stream all the content. You can get all the archive stuff. But he was just right on it today and amazing. So, go to NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. If you want details on that, let's go to Sean in Live Oak. Sean in Live Oak wants to talk about, Fanny and Nathan Way. Go right ahead, my friend. What's up?
Greetings from West Libertardia.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the thing is, being an Ayn Rand fan, I still remember the court scenes from the movie with Cary Grant with The Fountainhead.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about looters and moochers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you see in our court system. Seems to be a way of looters and moochers just to loot things.
I know, and they abuse our money, and they have gotten very high on the hog. They have feasted while we have starved, and I really think we're at a moment in our history where Vivek Ramaswamy, he said that he believed that we are at a revolutionary stage in our country right now that harkens back to 1776, and I absolutely believe that.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe it. I mean, you want to talk abuses and usurpations and needing to replace the old guard, this is the time we need to do it. And I like to liken it to the fall of the Berlin Wall, which happened my first year in broadcasting. And that's what we need to do. We need to topple this corrupt state, Sean. It's going to have to happen at the box office, or the box office, at the ballot box. Fortunately, Donald Trump and his ilk are taking over the Republican Party, which needs to happen because it's not about Donald Trump. It's about returning the country to its founding. and turning this country around. That's why everybody can get behind it. This isn't about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is just the guy who's had the testicular fortitude and the money to keep from getting destroyed by these bastards.
Yeah. Well, last point I'd kind of like to make is, first I'd like to see Jim Gossett make a song about looters and moochers.
Looters and moochers, okay, we'll think about it. Sure.
And the other thing is that's another thing that struck me in Joe Biden's State of the Union event. He was talking about looters and moochers. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, is he was complaining about the rich not paying their fair share. And
Yeah.
The thing is you probably have access to this data is that, you know, like the upper 1% pay 50%.
Real quick, real quick. I know. And that's, you know what, it's been said a million times. Republicans are going to bankrupt Social Security. Republicans are going to bankrupt this and that. It's old, it's tired, it's done, it's over. And honestly, nobody's listening to it anymore because they're more concerned about feeding their damn families. Sean, I got to run. Thanks for the call, my friend. We have got much more. We have got more guests today. We have got Brigitte Gabriel coming up next hour. It is an epic show. You don't want to go anywhere. This is the Rob Carson Show. Back in a few. A lot of the times we think about bettering ourselves. We think of going on a diet, exercising. What about your brain? I'm kind of tired of scrolling through TV shows, finding nothing but mind-numbing content. That's why I decided to take a course from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for American citizenship and its decline with Victor Davis Hanson. I think you know how I feel about Victor Davis Hanson. He is marvelous. In this 8-lecture course, Dr. Hanson explores the history of citizenship in the West, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations. Right now, you can go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax to start. Go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax. It's free. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/newsmax. hillsdale.edu/newsmax. Our epic Mega Turbo Friday show continues with awesome guest Brigitte Gabriel next hour and Chuck Schumer stepping in it, showing what a rabid anti-Semite he and the Democrat Party are. Don't go anywhere.